Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Ryan wants to know, where do you go on the internet to find out if your doctor or hospital is good? He goes to talk about Yelp and health grades and he's seen what we're seeing, a lot of sour grapes. And it's frustrating for you because Fox News had some guidance on, you know, what to do to make sure your hospital doesn't cause an error with you. And you really don't have any good guidance. When you go online and you look up hospital ratings, for example, you got Consumer Reports, you got LeapFrog, you have, and I'm looking at these different websites, and they don't agree with each other. Remember there was a study where it said one hospital rated high, but then another hospital didn't, and they were just two different sites? You have hospitalsafetyscore.org. Looks like a real nice website, you know, and, choosing a safe hospital. Where are they getting this information? There's surcharges that it's being rated on. I want to interview one of the people that runs these sites because it looks like they take a lot into account. But then if they're taking a lot into account, you know, and not just patient survey, why is all the data, you know, different across these sites? That's not making sense to us. And here you are as a consumer going, look, my wife's supposed to deliver her baby. And her doctor has privileges at three hospitals. Which hospital should I have my wife and my newborn baby? I mean, I understand you guys want to know. You want some guidance. This is some pretty scary stuff. All right? So, one thing that is being used to rate these hospitals are the fees you're getting. Well, just because a hospital's cheaper doesn't mean it's better. And just because the hospital's more expensive doesn't mean it's better. So I don't know if the price point to me is an issue. Now, some people would say, well, yeah, but, you know, if a hospital knows how to handle their billing, then they probably know how to handle their nursing. Well, not entirely. Okay, who's taking care of you? The doctors, the nurses, the hospital administrator in general. And so somebody knowing how to deal with people calling in and calling out and, you know, stealing and embezzling, which we had unfortunately happen at one of our hospitals years ago, where somebody tried to, they were billing the patients and somehow taking the money. It was crazy, crazy what happened. That's not going to reflect on your personal doctor that's in there doing your surgery. So I think what we're starting to see online is a lot of misinformation and a lot of confusion. So, like, for example, I'm looking at one website, I'm not going to mention a name, and it's talking about, do they have specially trained doctors to care for patients in the ICU? All right, and a lot of the hospitals I'm looking at, it's saying no, you know, low rating. They're like, but wait a second. Okay, you're not allowed to have an ICU. You're not allowed to have patients in the ICU without critical care doctors. So what are we supposed to imply from that website? You're telling me that we're not having doctors or nurses that are specially trained up in the ICU? And where the hell are they getting that from? There's a hospital that gets very good ratings in my town. And overall, it's a good hospital. But it's a hospital that would have not rated as high if you asked me, because one of my nurses had to go to that hospital years ago, and she was having some abdominal pain, and they did a urine pregnancy. They didn't do a blood pregnancy test. They did a urine pregnancy, and for some reason, it didn't show a positive. They did a whole bunch of tests on her, and then finally, somebody was like, wait a second here, we need a blood pregnancy. Well, they did a serum pregnancy, a blood test, and yeah, she was positive. And it looked like the hormones, it was a healthy pregnancy. Well, pregnancy started to die after having all those tests. So to me, that hospital really screwed up. Yet it's a hospital that's very highly rated. So I would say, based on that, okay, what you need to do is you need to talk to your doctor. Okay, your doctor has a vested interest in you going to the best hospital. So if you ask, and I know everybody goes, oh, well, doctors are getting lunches, and they're getting kickbacks, and they're getting pens. No, 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 no. Nothing can buy us doctors if we think our medical license is at risk, because the most valuable thing to doctors is their medical license and is the practice and the care of their patients. You have a patient that lived and lived to tell about it, that means so much more than a pen, all right, or somebody bringing lunch. So don't get that mistaken. So when somebody goes, Dahlia, look, you know, I got to go to which, now the ERs in my side, neck of the woods are all good. So there is not a hospital in my neck of the woods that I would say don't go to. I am very thrilled with all the hospitals. And that's another confusing thing. I'm looking at this and I'm like, wait a second. Oh my gosh. These hospitals that I work with are damn good. Yet on one rating, they rate low. So, you're going to be getting misinformation, which is some scary stuff, you know, because you go to the right hospital with that right doctor and, you know, and it works for you. I don't care what they say about that hospital online. Yeah, and then some of you will, I'll see some of your ratings on some of these hospitals. Oh my gosh, you know, the doctor was wearing his golf outfit. He wasn't even in scrubs. He was, you know, well, I told you guys about that woman that came into labor, and I was always running around in scrubs. But there was a woman in labor. She comes in, and that baby is coming. And she's kind of in a triage area, and all the rooms were full. And I was in scrubs, so I grab whatever gloves I can, and the bag is starting to come out. So we didn't even have the bed broken down. We weren't even anywhere near where we could deliver that baby. But I delivered that baby. And that baby came out. That baby came out healthy. Amniotic fluid flew everywhere. It was a mess. Yeah, it was messy. That was a messy day. And yes, I wasn't gowned because I had to catch a baby. But that kind of thing you don't see online. You don't see people going, damn, my doctor at that hospital rocked. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name.
Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliate of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lender's License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess there's this growing trend for women to not shave their underarms. Jemima Kirk, I guess, arrived at the 2015 CFDA Fashion Awards proudly showing that she had underarm hair. And I think Miley Cyrus has taken some pictures of her having underarm hair. And I believe underarm hair was okay back in the Well, I don't know when it was okay. Didn't in the 60s they come back and have underarm hair? And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, no, we got to shave our armpits again.
I thought that was the late 50s that that started.
Oh, late 50s is when they start to shave them or come back with more underarm hair?
Hold on. We got cacophony behind me, so I'm trying to... late 50s was when I assumed that the shaving thing kind of started. I say assume because I can't remember the article or reference that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I know you had poodle skirts, so you didn't have to really shave much under the skirt, like legs and stuff, because the skirt covered it, but underarms, I don't know. And also, that's when women started to be a little bit more scantily dressed. Huh. You would have shoulders showing and things like that.
Wikipedia, here I come.
Yeah. So anyway, well, we have all these women that are starting to now take the pictures online, showing that their hair is growing under their arms. Now, people have asked me, are there any health benefits? Why do I have to shave under my arms? See, to me, I think there are more health benefits to shaving and not having the hair there, because I am really starting to dislike a lot of the chemicals we put on our body, like deodorant, for example. I mean, I'm a big deodorant wearer, you know, especially I live in the heat. You know, it's supposed to be, what, 107 today where I live? So I put deodorant on in the morning, and luckily I only have to put it on once. And I attribute that to my having had some hair removal procedures done on my underarms. And I found that either the sweat glands were killed during those, or the sweat ducts were killed during the procedure, or the lack of hair makes it less stinky. Now, I know some of you are like, nah, Di, I can smell you from here. Okay, well, I don't smell anything, so I don't think I stink. So, when I have people that come in with hair under their arms, I don't necessarily see that they have any more medical issues than others. I will, however, sometimes see more acne. I will see sometimes more dermatitis, all right? And sweat can do that, all right? Whenever there's a place where things are more stagnant, that's where you can have issues. But, you know, we don't seem to get that much acne on our scalp. Why not? Our scalp has hair. Our scalp sweats. You know, so just because you have hair doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get sweat, etc. But keep in mind, your head is out there in the air. You're getting ventilation, etc. Your under areas, like bikini area, groin area, underarms, not a lot of times out there in the air. And what was the purpose of underarm hair to begin with? What's the purpose of it? Why do we have underarm hair? Well, I think it's supposed to be for mating. Remember we talked about the origin of pubic hair and why that's there? Because in the animal kingdom, certain pubic hair draws the eye to certain other mates. And so having that contrast of hair and skin... Okay? I know women used to be really, really hairy, but for the most part, with Adam and Eve, Eve didn't really have a hairy chest. So if she had hairy underarms, it allowed contrast. And in the animal kingdom, contrast seems to kind of help mates find who they want. Okay? I had to do that with my husband. Nobody wants to marry me. So I was like, well, tell that, I just won't shave my underarms, and all of a sudden I found my husband. And I'm joking. All right. But, but then on the flip side, in the animal kingdom, we also don't want anybody too flashy. Like if you look at ducks, the male duck has a whole bunch of colors. Yet the female duck looks kind of drab, you know, like old 1920s housewife drab. Like, oh, what the hell is this? Why can't she all be all sexy with the nice green, shiny coat? Because in the animal kingdom, you don't want the female to be that attractive where all the males want them. So basically, in the animal kingdom, you need the female species to be just attractive enough to get hitched. And then once they're hitched, to stay hitched to the male's wagon and not be hitched by all the other males in the group. You dig? So same thing with women. You know, I mean, you'll notice a lot of your husband's wives start to kind of look a little homely. They don't seem to dress like they used to. Of course not. You think my husband wants me to dress like a hoochie mama? I found the cutest outfit. I found the cutest outfit with the cutest shorts to wear with my boots. And I was like, this outfit rocks. I look hot. So I showed them, and they really weren't short shorts because I was wearing nylons underneath. So I had the shorts, I had the nylons, I had the boots, and this real cute top that looked kind of like flapper a little bit, like the 1920s. It was a real damn good outfit. And I put it together, and my husband hated it. He's like, no, you look like a prostitute. Like, prostitutes don't dress like this. He's like, no, I don't want people to, no. And everything was covered. There was no cleavage, nothing. But he didn't like it because I was sexy. You see? Yeah, my husband thinks I'm sexy. See? And that makes one of you out there. All right, so we want you to sweat less. We want you to have less bacteria. And then odor. Now, underarm odor, again, in the animal kingdom, okay, or in the olden days, I'm smelling myself now. I don't have any. Maybe that's why I don't really pick up the men. Odor would not be considered pungent. Okay? It would be considered inviting. A woman's sweat or a man's sweat. Remember there was a study where women get turned on by man's sweat? I get turned on seeing a man all sweaty, like, you know, Michael Fassbender shirtless all sweaty or Channing Tatum. But do I like smelling it? Not really. However, I do like gym. I don't have a problem. I don't think gyms are that stinky. I'm very comfortable in a gym. I like it. I don't know if it's the testosterone. I don't know what it is. All right, but not like that Porky's, you know, coach. Not like that. So, but there's some truth to that. So odor, you know, like if you look at your cats or your dogs, they sniff each other's butt. You'd be like, well, that's disgusting. Aren't they turned off by that? No, they're not. They're not turned off by that because that's how they sense you. That's how they figure you out, by your scent. If you have a certain odor, right, but if it's too sweet or if it's too sour or whatever, then they know something's wrong. So they're looking for normalcy with your odor. Okay, and then the look. You know, I think, you know, when it comes to your feeling attractive, all right, if you think you'll look better without hair under your armpits, great. Okay, but if not, then don't. All right, do you have to shave? No. You don't have to. You don't have to do anything like that. However, if it is an issue where you get dermatitis, you get odors, you get skin issues, husband doesn't want to be with you, then, yeah, go ahead and do that. So that's some medical advice on shaving. Now, what else is trending? Apparently, the belly button challenge is trending. Apparently, there's this new craze where you have to touch your belly button by bringing your arm all the way around your back to where, I don't know how you do this. Oh, my gosh. I could barely get it past my butt. You bring your arm all around your back, then to the front to touch your belly button. And I guess this belly button challenge originated in China, where thousands of people uploaded selfies of them with their hand wrapped around their waist. And I guess the company's with some hashtag. I don't know what it is. Napa tip or something? I don't really know. Anyway. So, this belly button challenge, now some doctors are a little bit concerned because they're like, okay, wait a second here. Now we're going to have people so freaked out about their weight that they're going to try to do the belly button challenge and they're going to become anorexic, etc. You know, I'm looking at these women that can do it. I mean, they are skinny. All right, I think it's almost impossible to be able to touch your belly button with your hand if you're normal sized. But that's a trend. And then I guess there's another trend. I'm not really understanding this. Where I guess you have coins on your collarbone. I guess a bunch of you guys are sitting there having the pictures of you holding as many coins as you can on your collarbone. And that's kind of trending the internet. You know, I mean, these trends, there's always going to be trends. There's always going to be something that is, you know, the thing to do. I'm just a little frustrated because, you know, I got a bunch of credit cards I could probably, you know, hold on my collarbones. But I don't really have that many coins. And I really don't know. It's just people with a whole bunch of coins that they're just sitting there putting in their supraclavicular area. It's not going to hurt you. It's just, I think, a little stupid. So, good luck. None of these challenges, I think, are very, very scary. Just if you are going to try to do the belly button challenge, try not to become anorexic in order to do it. All right, 1-877-DOC-7.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. will must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I think we were pretty horrified when we heard of that balcony accident where six people died. We had one American and I believe five students from Ireland. And, you know, you look at that going, what the hell? I mean, it looked like a pretty decent apartment complex. What could have been so, why would a balcony completely collapse? You know, did it have a termite problem? What the hell? And when you see how the balcony fell onto the balcony below and everybody fell down, I mean, wow. Iowa students Olivia Burke, Egan Culligan, Nikolai Schuster, Laura Cann Miller, Amir Walsh, all 21 years old, were on California, spending the summer working in the U.S. under the J-1 visa program. They were celebrating a 21st birthday at a Berkeley apartment when the balcony they were on collapsed. 13 people tumbled at least 4 stories onto the street. This happened just after midnight. California Highway Patrol dispatcher was called by one of the females at the party saying the balcony collapsed. He said there's people, they're unconscious. And the girl pleaded with the dispatcher, and the dispatcher said, can you stop shouting just so we can find out what's going on? People just fell off our balcony, it just literally collapsed. There was also 22-year-old Californian Ashley Donahue who died as well. 7 other people were injured. Now, you know, you're like, what could have happened? I mean, you know, I know a lot of people go out on a balcony and, you know, well, maybe there were too many people. Maybe the balcony couldn't hold this many people. I can't tell you how many parties I've been at where we're all on the balcony. You know, as many of us want to take a peek, we don't even stop to think that there could be a weight limit. And, you know, I'm looking at the pictures of these kids. I mean, none of them looked overweight. And so, you know, then our question is, well, what the hell was going on at this apartment complex? Well, they say a lot of the residents at the apartment have written pretty bad reviews. It's called Liberty Gardens in Berkeley, California. And I guess they posted pictures of broken fire doors, urine on the carpets. Here's the only problem with some of these pictures, all right? You see this a lot. You know, people trying to badmouth their boyfriend's workplace, etc. So they bring a cricket, throw it on the ground, take a picture of the cricket on the ground. And you're like, come on, people. But I doubt, you know, somebody really urinated on the floor. I don't know. But I guess now residents are, you know, showing pictures of carpets and how dirty the carpets are and how there's, you know, trash everywhere and the laundry room's disgusting and, you know, things like that. So I don't know much about this apartment complex. I haven't been there, and I hate trusting what's posted on the internet. But they also say there's dog poop and pee in the courtyards. But that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is why the hell a balcony would fall. And if the average apartment complex gets reviews, like there's dog pee and poop everywhere, which I don't think is really the case. I mean, you know, you're taking a look at pictures of this place. It looks fairly clean. But if that's what you usually see on these apartment ratings, then I, you know, conjecture that, okay, then maybe we got problems with their balconies as well. Not that dog poop or pee has anything to do with that, but why isn't anybody telling us what exactly happened? Was it a termite issue? And are they fixing all the other balconies? Are other apartments in the area, you know, if there's certain rot, wood rot, or certain types of issues that these things have, even though, you know, a lot of, you know, the stuff in California I would think is mostly stucco type, you know, I'm not really seeing a lot of wood. I'm seeing a lot of metal in the picture, but it's something that you wouldn't even think would be a safety issue. And apparently it is. And then if I could urge a lot of you young ones out there, if you are considering, you know, partying and being on a balcony, and we're only talking, you know, 4 stories up, you know, we're not talking a New York balcony where you're on the 32nd floor. That is some very, very scary stuff. I'm hoping all apartments, you know, listen to, you know, or see the story and make sure that their, you know, facilities are up to code. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Pesticide use is in the news because they're saying if you were exposed to DDT, which was a pesticide used years ago, it could increase breast cancer by 4 times for the baby. All right, women exposed to the chemical while they were still in the womb, may be more likely to develop breast cancer than women who had less exposure to the pesticide. I was born in 71, so it wasn't banned until 1972. They said, we discovered that daughters who are highly exposed to DDT before birth had four times the chance of breast cancer before the age of 52 than women who were not. This is a strong effect compared to other modifiable risk factors. That's some scary stuff. Some of you are like, oh, how the hell do I know what my mom did 40-some years ago? I don't know. Dr. Cohen, Barbara Cohen, director of the Child Health and Development Studies at the Public Health Institute in Berkeley, California, suggests that the association between pre-birth DDT exposure and breast cancer, we still don't have a cause and effect, but it's, you know, a pretty convincing study. Now, DDT was banned in the United States, but it is still used in other parts of the world. In the United States, it said many women now in their 50s and 60s, at age when breast cancer tends to rise, were likely exposed to DDT before birth. Now, I don't know how they could say that. If you have breast cancer now, if you're somebody who had breast cancer now, was it because of the pesticide? You know, but if we do see how you study this, is let's say there was a new housing development that was built, okay? And that housing development decided for a good year or two to really, really hit pesticide really, really hard. I don't know. And then you follow and you get a hold of those people who lived at that complex. And if you see that any girl that was born at that time ended up having breast cancer, to me, that could be some pretty damning evidence. The researchers for this study tracked more than 20,000 pregnancies among women who were members of Kaiser Foundation Health plan from 1959 through 1967. The women gave birth to 9,300 daughters during those years. The researchers looked at DDT levels in the mother's blood samples during pregnancy and soon after childbirth. Until 2012, well, that would probably be an easier way, too, to do it, huh? They tracked whether or not breast cancer developed in the daughters of these women by age 52. And lo and behold, they found that during the 54-year follow-up period, the researchers examined mothers' levels in mothers of 118 daughters who developed breast cancer. They compared these to the 354 who didn't have the breast cancer, and women exposed to the highest levels in the womb, 3.7 times higher risk of breast cancer. So what does that mean for us? Nothing. We can't do anything about the past, which is why I really hate these studies, because you sit there and go, well, now what the hell am I supposed to do? Do not get a prophylactic mastectomy. Okay, there's other things to look at to see if you're at high risk, please. But it's, I don't know, it's frightening nonetheless. I hate that because we are just surrounded by chemicals. We are surrounded by sprays and lotions and phthalates and BPA and plastics and makeup and powders and lipstick and, you know, deodorant and aluminum and metals and, you know, mercury. And what the hell are we supposed to do, huh? Can somebody please tell us what the hell are we supposed to do? Now, most women with breast cancer have estrogen receptor positive, which usually you need estrogen to grow. But the big question people have is, if you need estrogen to grow the most common breast cancer, then why aren't these women getting breast cancer while their estrogen is at its highest, when they're younger? Why only when you're older? So we still have a lot of questions as to, you know, what exactly is inciting the breast cancer, what is grooming us for breast cancer, what is making a breast cancer soup for us to have all the right ingredients to get breast cancer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the subject of campus rape has been, unfortunately, a big one because of all the instances of assault and rape that have come forward. It probably happened very frequently even in the past, but now women feel a little bit more empowered to, and men, to, you know, come forward and say, this happened to me. They feel like there's more means to protect them, and there's a more hospitable way to try to get restitution. But whenever we make progress, okay, in one aspect of something that happens to us, we always go back a couple steps. And how we're going back now is we are having more and more, I guess, false accusations or accusations that don't have proof with it. And so I guess Fox News here is talking about a former Amherst College student who is now the latest in a long line of men whose lives have been turned upside down after being accused of sexual assault in what they say were consensual encounters. All right? Former student, the name has not been made public, was expelled after his alleged victim, the roommate of his girlfriend, complained some 21 months after the incident, and despite what evidence appears to show, was consensual sex. As in many campus procedures which enforce school sanctions and not criminal law, they said only a finding that he was more likely than not guilty was necessary. Remember, these schools are on the line. If they have somebody who is an alleged attacker or alleged rapist, they got to get him off the campus. Yet, what if the guy is innocent? This is where I am so mad at the first woman who cried rape that really wasn't. Because all of us who have ever been assaulted, or any woman in the future who could really be getting raped, can be possibly doubted. You know? And then you have innocent men out there that are getting, you know, thrown off campus, or they're getting their lives completely turned upside down, not able to get jobs, being branded, yet you have other guys out there walking free. So this is a complete cluster. They said essentially the procedure there works under the assumption that the accused is guilty, and he needs to use the hearing to prove his innocence. So until proven innocent, this is Casey Johnson, he writes, until proven innocent, political correctness and the shameful injustice of the Duke lacrosse rape case. He told Fox News' channel's Megyn Kelly, but they aren't given the tools to try to prove their innocence. He doesn't have discovery. He can't get the relevant evidence he needs. He doesn't have an attorney representing him. And he has limited right of cross-examination. So here you are. Okay, now let's assume, okay, sexual assault and rape we know is very, very prevalent, and something has to be done about that. So I do not want this subject to take away from that, which unfortunately it does. It does, because people are getting attacked all the time. The last thing we need to now deal with is, you know, the issue of false accusations. We can't even handle the honest-to-God accusations that are already happening, the honest-to-God events. But we have to stop for a second and look at what's going on here. Okay? You have a couple people having sex, and I'm not saying that happened in this case. Somebody decides months later to get back at them. They turn around and say, they raped me. What do you do? Now, I have two boys, and I've had that conversation with them. And my conversation with them is, don't sleep with anybody. Don't sleep with anybody until this is somebody that you're married to, but I know that's not going to go far, or somebody you know you're going to marry and spend the rest of your life with. But you start to have these casual encounters, somebody with regret can turn around and say, you did it to me without my consent. And this is where it gets very, very cloudy. You know, we haven't heard much of the Bill Cosby case, and I'm not sure what's going on with that. On one end, if you really did roofie or, you know, drug, you know, people to have sex with them, that's sick. And, you know, I couldn't even imagine what the punishment should be for that. But then on the other hand, you hear stories of, yeah, you know, he did it once and then he did it again the second time we went out. Like, why did you go out with him a second time? what's going on here? And so, you know, these cases start to muddle the big problems at hand. And I don't know what to tell guys to protect themselves. Okay? You are not going to be accused of having sex with somebody if you don't have sex with them. I mean, yeah, they could technically say you did or whatever, but that, you know, I mean, you know, DNA, etc. I guess, you know, at some point there could be those cases, but, you know, people know you had sex. They told their friends, you told your friends. There's some sort of witnesses, there's some sort of DNA left. All right? You know, you're putting yourself at risk here. Was it worth it? And I'm not saying that every college student has to stop having sex, but I think we need to make, we need to approach our young adult sex, and sexual behavior and, the sexual environment a little differently now. You'll have women who were raped, okay, and they were dragged, kicking and screaming, and raped, which is some of the scariest thing any of us women could imagine. But then you have other women that were raped on a date. And we have the date rape. And I had a family member who was date raped by two people. It was very, very scary. And it wasn't even really a date. You know, they gave her a ride home from a party, and unfortunately that happened. And, you know, when these cases happen, you want justice. You want anybody even thinking about doing that to even fry. I mean, you are so mad. But then you have women going on a date, and they fool around. Or I forget celebrity was in bed with somebody naked, and the lady was naked, and then he actually penetrated, and then she later said that was rape. And you're like, what are you doing in bed with him naked? Okay, if he didn't force you to be there. Well, he got me drunk. Okay, you know, when are we going to start teaching our young boys and women and girls to be responsible? Okay? You know, it's a different time now. And, you know, after the movie American Pie, and I don't know what else is out there, it's an expectation that nobody's a virgin, nobody wants to be a virgin, everybody wants to have as much sex as they can. So you are going to be going on a date, and you're going to be doing some very heavy petting or whatever they call it now. And I hope they don't call it petting, because I never thought that word was appropriate. And then you could possibly find yourself in a compromising position. And as a young girl, I was always taught by my mom, don't even go there. Why would you be in the back seat of a car? Well, I don't know, because it was roomier for what? I don't know. I thought we would just make out. All right? You don't put yourselves in those positions if you don't have to. Unfortunately, there's going to be violent crimes. There's going to be violent rapes. There's going to be date rapes. All right? But when are we going to teach our women how to protect themselves? Well, I just wanted to fool around, and I only wanted to go to second base. A lot of you hoping to go to second base, it doesn't end up that way. All right? And nobody's teaching that. Why? Because we're so afraid to teach abstinence. We're so afraid that it's not politically correct, and we would look too Republican if we teach abstinence. That's bullcrap. Tell these girls to not have sex until they're married. Tell these girls if they're going out to stay with a group of other girls. Hopefully those other girls aren't all hooking up, so now you're alone with a couple guys that are bored. And guys, stop it with the casual sex. Okay, because you have no idea if that person is going to 21 months later, 2 years from now, turn around and say you raped them. And how are you supposed to protect yourself? And you being branded as a rapist is not good for your career. And all it was a 6-minute episode that you thought meant nothing. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Hang me down,
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 hang me down
to the little white church,
hang me down to the little white church,
hang me down to the little white church.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.